Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what, man? You know what sucks about that place is they never filled that space. And same with the McCormick downtown.
It was like this. They filled it with like this sandwich spot. So if you guys are familiar, it's right down on Westlake on the waterfront here, yeah. South Lake Union.
Underneath the Starbucks.
Vacant again. Yeah, well, they just closed the Starbucks too.
Yeah, we know that too.
Yep.
Shocking. Man, I'm with you. I love McCormick's.
I did too.
You know what? They did give, even though it's a chain, it started here in Seattle.
But it was good food.
The first one was down here on 2nd or 1st, wherever it was, where they still had the green awning up. But they would allow the local chefs to put their own little touch on it, depending on where
which makes a difference.
Just based on the seafood available.
They had one in Baltimore.
Columbia Tower.
I'm
with you. That was the base floor of the Columbia Tower.
Yeah, that's right around the corner from us.
Corner, yeah.
Do you are you still in the restaurant game or no?
No, I'm in healthcare now.
Okay. Do you enjoy it? The weird thing about restaurants, like it's just so many hours. You know, and like you said, there's so many different idiots that you have to deal with all the time. But there's always a certain camaraderie, you know. So you're kind of like, all right, man. Well, at the end of the shift, right? We're gonna get drunk and high, and it's all behind us, and we'll worry about tomorrow. But in the healthcare industry, is it exciting or interesting to you at all?
Well, for me, I'm not on the clinical side. I'm on the non-clinical side. I work in operations and strategy in our HR services, and I do enjoy it, but it is an interesting environment right now where, I mean, I'm in a pretty large institution. I'm in the 5th largest healthcare network in the U.S., and it is every day, it's an ebb and flow of shifts and patterns. And without getting into it too much, there's so much uncertainty with the Medicare, Medicaid funding and people wanting to retain their jobs. And you know, your bosses are trying to find new ways of thinking about keeping people staffed and finding projects and keeping the business going that there's so much uncertainty in it. And it's a little unnerving right now.
Yeah. Are things really going to go up 30%?
Yeah. I mean, that's the
sticker shot.
My mom's on Medicare right now, and her premiums went up 50%.
Well, thank you for just giving us a straight answer. Yeah, just 50. Yeah. Everyone else has these big, colorful, double speak, gobbledygook, blah blah blah. Like, dude, we're asking one question. Thank you for just saying yes. They're going to go
my
up.
My mom's premium shot up 50%.
Jesus, thanks, Obama. How many different places have you worked, and what were your best or worst jobs? 206-803 Rock.
That's a crazy transition to me. Just having worked in restaurants, the hardest thing about not working in restaurants and just working in a more normal environment was restaurants are just rowdy. The staff is, and when you open, you know, it's always a busy hustle and bustle. Most people have a pretty thick skin in the restaurant business because you're just constantly either yelling at someone or someone's yelling at you and all kinds of things are said. It's never personal, but, you know, in the heat of the moment, like, good, what the mother effing, right? And then you go, I don't know, to like a normal office job, and I'm like, I can't survive here. You know, I can't do it because everything is so delicate and everything is so HR heavy, if you know what I mean. And I'm like, and look, it's fine. If that's what you're into, that's what you're into. But like, man, coming from a kitchen and then trying to work in that world, I'm like, I am not built for this at all. I am loud. I am going to yell. I need to be in a place where I can do that. Radio provides that, which is fantastic. And restaurants do. I can't think, maybe construction, military. There's not a lot of jobs where you could just.
Like, it was a hard job.
Right.
And, like, But it was also kind of fun, A, because you got to see, like, when you were done.
So it's
got to
be fulfilling. Yeah,
instant results.
Right, instant results, right? You could see, like, especially some of the, like, bigger, fancier houses or big, what do you call them?
Estates
complexes, like corporate jobs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's still places I can drive by in PG County and be like, see all those trees? Like, I planted those.
That is cool.
And then, honestly, it was just, at that time, it was just me and Bernie and his brother.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when we would knock off early, and I was, 18? And I mean, we would play ping pong and rip beers.
Yeah.
And then, you know, get up at the crack of dawn and do it again.
Nothing wrong with that.
How many different places have you worked, and what were your best or worst jobs? 206-803-ROCK.
I will say, though, weather plays a huge part of that, right? He almost lost his entire company last year because it didn't snow. So he's got to do plowing in the wintertime.
All right, so that's the other side of his business.
Right, and he's gotten that company so big, he's got so many employees that, like, when it didn't snow, he's just shelling out money.
Oh, man.
I mean, it was close.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
So I work for the federal government, so that's both bad and good for me.
What is the good?
I went to Italy this year for free.
That's very cool.
Why do they send you to Italy? What's your specialty that you get to go there?
Meatballs.
Forklift, moving ammunition.
Oh, damn. Okay. And how long were you in Italy?
2.5 months.
2.5 months. And now, do you still have to go to work and just not get a paycheck, or are they saying stay home until we figure this nonsense out?
Stay home. I can't even get a job at Walmart because they want full-time.
Oh, so you can't find part-time employment?
No, nothing.
Hmm. What about something on an Uber or DoorDash? Because those things will always...
Or seasonal jobs when Amazon starts hiring those people again or whoever.
I've tried.
Really?
Amazon, only available up in Redmond or Everett, and I'm in Tacoma, JBLM.
Okay. Okay. Oh, well, yeah, that makes sense.
God, Amazon's got a huge warehouse down there in DuPont.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, they do. They're staffed.
That's amazing to me, because that thing is about 4 football fields long.
I know.
Okay. Interesting.
I feel like they're building a giant one up north, too. Every time I just see those giant buildings going up and there's no logos, I just assume it's an Amazon site.
It makes sense.
How many different places have you worked, and what were your best or worst jobs? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, so I've had, 11 jobs. Two were the same, but different places.
Okay.
My worst job, absolutely 7-Eleven, maybe about a mile from the 884 here in Bremerton.
And does your 7-Eleven, because I'm convinced that if you open a 7-Eleven franchise, everyone that has an issue shows up there, period. Just no matter what.
Oh, yeah. No, I found a dude in the recycled dumpster sleeping. literally 20 minutes before the truck came. I was like, dude, I was throwing boxes. I was like, dude, you got to get out of here, man. You're about to get dumped into the truck.
What shift did you work?
Oh, graveyard, 11 to 7. But I would not get off when I was supposed to. I always had to help the morning person, restock and do all this thing, but you don't get to sit down in there.
What is the length of time on some of those food items that are spinning?
Yeah,
as far as how long they're allowed to be out there.
Oh, the stuff in the roller grill.
Yeah, the roller grill, whatever. You got the little chicken bites, all this stuff, pizza.
Okay, I was there before the pizza. We didn't have that yet.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But this was 2014. So yeah, right before it came in. The one across town down by the ferry had that. But we didn't get that yet. Also, that 7-Eleven is right next to a weed shop and a Little Caesars.
Well, that's strategic.
That's all then you got pizza. You don't need and 7-Eleven pizza, by the way, it's not bad at all.
It's not.
No, I know. I fully agree. Fully agree.
And Big Bite's a pretty good hot dog. It just depends on how long it's been rolling.
Yeah. What's the worst experience?
I've heard kind of burnt.
What's the worst experience? Yeah, that you had at 7-Eleven? Because that's just every time I walk in, I'm like, Jesus Christ. Why can't it just ever just be normal?
The scammers on the phone trying to get you to load the prepaid cards over the phone.
I don't know anything about that movie.
No. At 7-Eleven?
They'll call you up and try to get those prepaid cards loaded up with, like, you know, a couple $1,000 and whatnot.
For 7-Eleven?
Well, it's the prepaid.
Oh, like the Visa prepaid.
That
okay.
You know, those little joints that are on the car cardboard thing?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. But I only did that for about 8 months. My best job was probably working at the ferry. I told you guys about this at the 884. Well, Miles didn't hear it, but you and Ted did. You told me not to tell it on there, which I won't. But yeah, I was there for 15 years.
Did you work on the ferry or at the ferry?
I was in the toll booth.
Okay,
and,
all right.
And a dock employee, basically.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah. But that was an incredible experience. You know, I was there pre-9/11. So it was real lax. That job was great. And then after that, not so much.
Yeah. If you worked in transportation on any level, man, I got to think, if you did it pre-9/11 and then survived post-9/11, the fun got sucked out of that real quick.
How many different places have you worked, and what were your best or worst jobs? 206-803-ROCK.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.